Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, that thanks for keeping America rolling along, and a special shout-out to all the truckers out there for getting the job done, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're also on another new service called Our Free Nation, and we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. Don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. So we start this hour out with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Okay, here we go. It's time for the tough guy Republicans to grow a set and start talking about impeaching or doing something to Joe Biden to stop and slow down the mess they've got. Now, yesterday, I had a chance to see Mark Levin when I got home from Bradenton, the conservative radio host, lawyer, and author, constitutional scholar, and he was talking about different things that could be done. And I got to say, it makes perfect sense to me that they just do a little bit of prodding, a little sticking here, a little sticking there, while they're doing things behind the scene, which they are, like bringing charges in some of the states for election integrity or changing the voting laws, which they're doing in about a dozen states right now.
Okay. That's right.
So what do you think?
Well, they have to kind of tread carefully, you know, and comes down to some of these judges and whether these lawsuits, is the judge even allows the case in his courtroom. But I do know that there are several lawsuits in the pipeline all over the place. As far as impeachment goes, I don't think it's a good idea. Impeachment never works. I mean, it never results really in somebody leaving office. And in the case of Biden being, I would say, I don't know what the word I should be using here, but fit to perform these duties, I think that's going to play out here necessarily on its own. I think there's going to be some kind of event that may cause him to have to leave, but I don't know that, obviously. There are several other lawsuits that are happening here, and those lawsuits are those that are challenging executive orders, and especially this decision here that the Biden White House deferred over to the CDC on this eviction thing. They don't, they are not authorized to make that decision. So Biden even said, I think yesterday, that it won't happen, but by the time it gets legally challenged, there'll be enough money that some of these people might get a, you know, a couple of months worth of payment to them. Well, that right there is an admission of defying the Supreme Court decision.
Right.
So we have a lawless White House. I mean, that's that now just goes without saying.
Yeah.
After they made this decision yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Now, Tom Fitton is up to it again, or at it again. He's talking about the Dems, and they're going to re-release the Dems' H.R. 4 bill, which could be worse than H.R. 1 was, because this will turn the elections, their words, not mine, into a months-long government-run survey.
I don't know what you mean by that. But
I don't either. Those are his words, not mine. I don't.
No. Well, actually, coming up on my radio show this week, there is an interview with a particular lawyer who comes from the Department of Justice, and we actually talked nothing about except H.R. 4. But this is, you know, this is a bill, otherwise known as the John Lewis bill, and it is virtually taking away states' rights.
Wow.
It is nationalizing, federalizing elections. Now, we have a federalist system of government, period. So everybody in the House that voted for H.R. 4 should be, I think we want to speak about impeached. They should be either impeached or recalled.
Okay, a real quick question before we go to break. Should Joe Biden be investigated for his alleged sexual harassment?
Well, who's the one gal that was out there? The answer to that is yes.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. All things being equal, the answer to that is yes.
Mm-hmm. Turnaround is fair play.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Not that it'll happen, but, and by the way, did you see the pictures of him yesterday? I saw him when he signed that bill for the gold medals there for the police officers, and I saw him with the little kids again. I'm thinking, oh boy, this doesn't look good.
Funky, weird.
Yeah, it is. He's got this fetish for children for some reason. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have Kathy take us to break, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, we will there. Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. This portion of the program brought to you by TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And we know that education of our youth is always critical, but we had a trust in one time and our school system that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. Well, sadly, folks, that's just no longer the case. The sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. So we welcome Tuggy the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, to the program, who's written 3 great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, they're beautiful, educational, and they teach children history with a heart. Volume number 1 features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution, where choices need to be made. Volume number 2, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. And in volume number 3, it features Tuggy and his bride settle in the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. Now, Tuggy's family and friends moves through the American history, examining the crises that have resulted in the country's greatest conflicts. So, visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com. For your children and grandchildren, too, an absolute must for homeschoolers. And don't forget, they come in English and Spanish. The books come in English and Spanish. Now, they're available locally over at the Coastal Market, number 607, located at 607 Clearwater Largo Road. So stop by, check it out, or go to the website, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We have a question from the chat room, and Jeff is asking, where is the Cuban uprising?
Where is the Cuban uprising?
Yep.
In Cuba? In Havana?
Yeah, where's the Cuban? Yep. Where's the Cuban? Yep. Uh-huh. Where's the Cuban uprising? What happened?
Oh, what's the status of it?
Uh-huh.
Is that the,
yep.
That's how is that? Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We don't really know. And the reason we don't really know is because there's no internet.
Yep.
So DeSantis said yesterday down in, I think they were in Hialeah or Homestead. I don't know where they were yesterday. McCarthy, DeSantis, and several others, they're actually going over the abilities of some telecom companies expanding their satellite reach, if you will.
Sure.
In order to give Cuba some kind of a bandwidth so these people can communicate. I guess the question I have is why hasn't the Biden White House done some kind of an emergency approval with the FCC that we could provide Cuba with some internet? If for nothing else, I'd be putting it, instead of trying to operate this out of Miami or operate out of Key West, the truth of the matter is I'd be putting it over there in Guantanamo.
Yeah, exactly. Or sail a ship out there about 45 miles offshore.
Well, they didn't ask me. So. But that's, we don't really know what the status is. I will tell you this, for quite some time, there have been Chinese in Cuba that are there training to knock down any kind of dissent. They're in a place called Pinar del Rio. Yeah.
Now, did you hear about Fox's Dr. Marty Makary, who said that those who are unvaccinated pose no risk to the vaccinated beyond that of a common cold?
Well, I heard him say that, and I'm happy to hear him say that because, I mean, there are some people out there that, you know, may have it a lot worse, but we don't destroy the entire country and freedoms for that kind of a situation.
Nope.
Now they're going after DeSantis in a big way because of the numbers in the state of Florida. But he was working with Tampa General Hospital yesterday, and they were actually talking about treatments and therapeutics and prophylactics. And a lot of people don't understand that I think it was last Monday, the cocktail that was given to Trump, it was the one that I think had the remdesivir in it. Is that right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
It was formally approved by the FDA.
Right.
Okay. So does Florida, you know, have a large inventory because of our senior population?
Maybe.
No, the answer to that's no.
Okay.
And they should. But here's the thing. We have been so programmed for anybody who has COVID or gets the sniffles, it's automatically COVID. And COVID is fatal, so what happens? All these people immediately go to a hospital. And a lot of times you don't even have to be there. But we're programmed to say, you know, COVID's got now the same connotation as a leper. You know what I mean? It's so that's why, you know, hospitals, they're not getting overwhelmed. They're just busier because of how people are programmed out of fear with this thing.
Mm-hmm. By the way, thank you, Fred, down there in Fort Lauderdale. Appreciate it. He liked the music selection in the last trucker segment. He says, I'm waking everybody up with the music. Oh, that's the whole purpose of it. Okay, let's see here. Somebody's telling me, okay, tried Frank's speech, LinkedIn cannot get on the website. Everybody must be trying. Okay, yeah, that's true, and that's coming from Joanne. Apparently, everybody's overloaded the Frank Speech website trying to get in there to sign up to, for the upcoming symposium he's going to have.
Okay.
So that's a good thing, I guess, if you're Mike Lindell, but just have to wait and have to wait your turn, unfortunately. Okay, Moderna and the coronavirus vaccine booster appears to produce what they're saying is a robust antibody response against the fast-spreading Delta variant. And we also heard that there may be requirements for a third shot likely this fall. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, Pfizer's already looking at a what is known as a booster. And the reason is because we have something else that's brewing out there. I think it was South Korea that has sounded the alarm, and it's called the Delta Plus variant. Now, why they didn't just jump from Delta to Epsilon, I don't know, but we're going to be in a perpetual variant matrix here. Where this is, I haven't actually looked at all the information on the Delta Plus variant, but here it comes, ladies and gentlemen. They're already sounding some alarms.
Yeah, and the numbers on this, even though they're trying to make it sound like Florida's got all these cases, and I heard Geraldo last night arguing with on Sean Hannity's show about the fact that there had been 14,000 cases one week and 17,000 the other, and Florida's a hot spot and this, that, and the other. Doesn't know what the hell he's talking about because these numbers are all over the place.
Well, he was actually, if you listen a little bit longer, he was actually complimenting DeSantis in Florida because we are, in fact, handling this spike.
Correct.
The question's not being asked is, are these new transplants, are these Florida citizens, are they new citizens and new residents? Are they visiting? Are they vacationers? Who are these people? That's what I'd like to know.
Well, I can tell you that I've been told that some of them are people here on vacation. Some of them are people passing through, transients, as you said. And a whole bunch of them, the majority of them, have not been vaccinated.
Well, I don't know the age group.
Nope.
I don't know. So, I mean, there's too many other questions here. And
nope.
WFLA, they don't do a very good job of giving us all the.
Well, we're gonna have to do a little snooping. I'll do some snooping today. Maybe you can do some snooping, and we'll come up with an answer for the listeners tonight on the weekend edition. Meantime, I got to go. I'll talk to you tonight. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, sign up for the great stuff she has to offer.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Biden administration said Thursday it is launching an all-out effort to get students 12 and older vaccinated this fall via their school. To achieve this, the administration will promote vaccinations at school physicals, send pediatricians to back-to-school nights to vaccinate, and provide funding for school districts to set up pop-up vaccination clinics.
The Justice Department's Civil Rights Division is launching an investigation into policing practices in the city of Phoenix, Arizona, with a focus on how the city treats residents experiencing homelessness, Attorney General Merrick Garland announced Thursday.
The investigation will determine whether the Phoenix Police Department engages in a pattern or practice of violations of the Constitution or federal law. Our investigation in Phoenix will be led by the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And don't forget, the National Aviation Academy will teach you how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech, where you can make a lot of money and be very, very happy. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to better serve you, and those two campuses are located in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay over in Clearwater. That's number one. And number two, the second one is up in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, right there on the loop. Now, you can go to either one of them and ask to take the tour. How you do it is you call this number, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at either Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts. Again, 800-659-2080. You'll be able to get all your questions answered.
Now, Senior Officer George Gonzalez of Brooklyn, New York, a three-year veteran of the Pentagon Police, has been identified as the police officer who was killed at the Pentagon the other day on Tuesday. He was stabbed to death by the assailant, who was shot to death as he tried to flee the scene by other officers on the platform where he was at, the train platform. He will be missed. And mechanics who have long worked with U.S. contractors now are using texts and Zoom calls to get help trying to fix helicopters with questions like, what should we do next? Well, sounds like they need to go to National Aviation Academy and learn how to fix a helicopter, because they'll certainly teach you how to do it over there. But the Afghan Air Force is struggling to stay aloft as the U.S. has left and the Taliban advances, which means that there's a void, and that void is being filled by American aircraft that's still flying into Afghanistan to drop ordnance on various targets. Now, a federal search warrant affidavit, which was unsealed this week, has identified the sailor suspected of starting the 2020 fire aboard the amphibious assault ship Bonhomme Richard as Seaman Apprentice Ryan Sawyer Mays, a SEAL training washout who some shipmates said hates the Navy. Wow, that's the guy that set fire to the ship. Also, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee approved a measure to repeal the 1991 and 2002 Iraq War authorizations, a further step towards Congress reclaiming its constitutional war power making powers for the presidency. Now, this is important because right now, the United States has conducted at least two, possibly three, airstrikes against al-Shabaab in Somalia. As the debate goes on over whether or not the airstrikes are even legal to begin with. So, that being said, we know we need to go after al-Shabaab. We know we need to destroy them. We know that we need our air power to do that. And if they rescind the War Powers Act, Congress will have to give the approval to be able to do that. Question is, will they? Next question is, how long will it take? Which means somebody's lives will be hanging in the balance. And that's always the way it works. Now, the Biden administration has approved its first arms sale to Taiwan, a move which is sure to stroke Beijing's ire, and already has. So we'll wait and see what it is they're getting. I'm sure it's going to be interesting, and I'm sure China's going to be right in the middle of it. By the way, the Navy is now willing to pay more for maintainable ships. They are willing to pay more for new ships up front if it means saving on maintenance and personnel costs throughout the life of the program, according to the head of the amphibious auxiliary and sealift programs. And Boeing this week conducted its first manned and unmanned teaming test of the MQ-25A Stingray paired with a U.S. Navy aircraft, demonstrating the unmanned tanker can take commands from pilots midair and adjust as the mission changes. That'll be interesting to see how that works. Also, there's some news about the Space Force here that they want to manage ship acquisitions by portfolios. Changing the service's budget practices could enable more flexibility to shift funding amongst the programs. We'll see how that works out. And while the Navy and Marine Corps have fixed problems that they've identified in their business practices, the service's top official said it still needs to correct some weaknesses to improve readiness of both services. We'll see how that plays out. Also, U.S.-Afghan airstrikes pummeled Taliban positions in southern Afghanistan as the United Nations and Human Rights Watch asked both sides to take care to prevent civilian casualties as the fighting rages on. ISIS continues to remain, though, a persistent low-level threat in Iraq and Syria, according to a new report. The Islamic State group remains a threat 7 years after it swept through Syria and Iraq, but has not mounted any deliberate attacks on coalition forces in over 2 years. They've lost the ability to do that. Plus, they're trying to keep their heads down now so they don't get completely destroyed altogether. We'll see how that works out. Now, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will decide probably today whether or not to recommend that President Biden make coronavirus vaccinations mandatory for the country's 1.3 million active duty troops. This will signal a move, a major move, by the administration to harden the country's defenses against a highly contagious Delta variant. We'll have to see where that one goes. A lot of conversation on that, folks. A lot of conversation. Now, we're watching very closely the United States and the different weapon sales that they're greenlighting. They just greenlighted a $270 million support package for Greece to keep the country's F-16 fleet current, according to an August 4th announcement. And did you hear about China the other day? China has converted civilian ferries for use in military amphibious operations, potentially enabling the country to significantly surge its amphibious assault capabilities in a contingency like the Taiwan invasion, according to a new report. And that is apparently what they were doing, was getting the vessels on hand ready for an invasion of Taiwan. That may be coming sooner rather than later, folks. We'll have to watch and see. We'll have to watch and see. All right. Coming right back with more. And if you want to, we'll find the numbers 877-969-8600. Chris Markowski is still in Greece. He won't be back till next week. He's telling me he won't have to quarantine. Okay, we'll see. In the meantime, I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much. I certainly will. This portion of the program brought to you by Moss Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that has made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, it's got some amazing creature comforts like quilted leather seats, front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good with a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with the Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor all those who served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, church pastors, too. And they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Nissan. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to save them a bunch of money, save you a bunch of money, because of the fact that you get an extra $500 off your vehicle if you tell them that when you walk in the doorway. Aha. Aha, aha. Don't forget. Okay, you know, before I get started here, there's a big brouhaha going on, and there's a story in Newsmax I haven't seen anywhere else. But there's a story in Newsmax about Mike Lindell upsetting the apple cart again with his symposium coming up on the 10th, 11th, and 12th of this month, just a few days away. Now, a lot of it has to do with an ad that he's got out there that Fox News said that they weren't going to run it. And, again, I want you to tell me if there's something in this ad that you heard that makes it sound to you like it's antagonistic or instigation, going to instigate something. I don't hear it. I don't see it. But here I go. We're going to play it right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Okay, did anybody hear anything in that that was offensive or that sounded like it was instigating anything or anything at all? I didn't. But yet, the mainstream, lamestream media has got a story out there that he's got some sort of moonshot stuff going on here. He didn't say it. So I guess you'll just have to wait. Go over to frankspeech.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN to get in and sign up for the symposium so you can hear it. Frankspeech.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Okay. Now, let's move on to something a little bit more substantial. About 2 months ago, I gave you a little dissertation about Joe Biden and the Democrats and what was going to happen and how they came to power and what we could expect to see again. And I was just adding what I knew was coming to what I thought was coming. But I'm going to read this. When the Democrats came back into the White House, they brought with them more than the usual pandering, tax hikes, and promises of paradise. They also brought with them chaos, crime, corruption, and control in abundance, and Marxism, too. The Democratic Party is more like a crime syndicate than a political party, and Joe Biden is at its very head. It would be easy to convince any level-headed person that we're much worse off now than when Trump was president. We are no longer energy independent. Prices on gasoline are almost double what they were just 2 years ago. Inflation is back with a vengeance. Food prices, especially beef, bacon, bread, dairy, just about everything is rising fast. And the Fed is printing money as quickly as they can, fueling even more inflation. But what the Fed told us that would mirror the inflation cycle actually being embossed and embedded in a cycle for a long time will make your head spin. Because they were forced to tell us what was going on. We had to guess and figure it out. And the Democrats have always known their true calling, but for the first time in many years, they're now able to achieve it. It's called control. COVID has given them the opportunity that they've craved for to control the people and every major government institution. And now they have a president that they could have only dreamed about, thoroughly corrupt, and he hardly knows what day it is, let alone where he's at or what he's doing. If only they can disarm the people, it would be totally complete. And that is not going to happen. Now, the COVID pandemic, plandemic, scandemic, call it what you want, is creating as much confusion as the Biden administration can muster. Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. Don't wear a mask if you've been vaccinated. Wear a mask in spite of your vaccination. All that nonsense. If the unvaccinated that are causing the variants, the unvaccinated are the ones. It's the vaccinated that are producing the variants. And now Pfizer says their vaccine loses efficiency after 6 months. So the line starts there for your new jab. Wonderful, huh? And kerching, kerching, kerching goes to cash register. Their stock is way up, and many people in government are making a fortune off that, to include Dr. Fauci. So to summarize, at the time, 2 months ago, I said, be ready for Biden to receive direction to require vaccinations for everyone, which will initiate a constitutional fight that you'll only see once in a lifetime. All that stuff is starting. I was absolutely right, and I had no idea. I was just doing an educated guess based on what I saw and I heard. Okay, good morning, Mary. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I was wondering why all these climate change people, and that has to do with that infrastructure bill as well,
yeah,
who think the Earth is going to be disintegrated in 10 years, why don't they ever bring up HARP? I mean, those guys are geoengineering the weather. And it's interesting to get into their website to read about it. But they never bring that up.
Is the Earth
I wonder why.
Is the Earth flat?
Pardon?
Is the Earth flat? Are we going to go off the end of the earth somewhere and not be able to come back up?
Well,
I mean, I said that for a reason. That's how ridiculous this is, some of the stuff they're coming up with.
Yep.
Well, what do you think? What do you think? You're asking me, but what do you think?
I think that it's part of the information that they just don't bring out, so people don't hear about it. So they think that the Earth is going to, you know, everybody's freaking out because of the climate. But it could be engineered.
Well, true. And the most information that they can put out there is disinformation or misinformation,
exactly,
which is what they're doing every opportunity they get, correct?
They don't tell the truth, the whole truth.
All right. Well, Mary, another great little call.
Thank you.
Take care. Okay. And Mary's spot on with that one. Spot on with that one. She can see what's going on. All right, and here comes the music. Tell you what, it's the liberal elitists versus all of us, folks. The time has come. The time has come. We need to pick up the pace and face this head on. And I mean go at it full bore. And I plan on doing just that. Who's with me? I'll be right back with Frank Silvato. UndergroundUSA.com. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hey, get on Mama Ball!
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.